Well, good morning. Okay, so I want you guys to take a minute, think about if you could have a superpower, what would it be? All right, who wants to share first? Superpower. Okay, Millie.
Yeah, I'm trying invisible.
You want to be in the superpower of invisibility, okay? Anybody else want invisibility? Yeah, okay. What's another one? What's another superpower? Yes?
Spider-Man.
Oh, so like Spider-Man, so that you can jump and shoot spider webs and climb everywhere. Okay, who else wants that? Like great parkour skills, huh? Anybody else have a superpower you would want? How about to fly? That would be mine, just to fly. You guys, any superpowers? That your homework's automatically done? No? Oh my goodness. You guys already shared. Do you have a second superpower? What? To be what?
Smart.
You are smart. So, all right. So our story today, I got yours. Our story today that Jesus tells is about someone who has somebody that needs help at right outside of his house, and the person never sees the person who needs help. He ignores the person who needs help. And so the story encourages us to have sight, special kind of sight, like holy vision, so we can see the people who need our help. So if you had holy vision, if your vision was so good that you could see people who need your help, that you're not noticing right now, who could it be? Who do you think might need help that you kind of don't look at? Yes? The homeless, right? The people that are sitting somewhere and need food or some money. Who else don't you see that might need help? Pardon me, Uza? Nobody's. Yeah, you know what? That's a great answer. At school, there's probably kids that don't have any friends that you just walk right by, and you need to have holy sight, love in your heart to see them. Anybody else have an idea? Yes?
Does it have to be a person?
No.
Stray animals.
God, all God's creatures you can overlook. And everybody out here, and look at each other, and everyone in this whole room, we all need each other to look at each other with some holy sight, some love in our eyes, and be kind to each other. So how many of you never look at anybody or say hello? Except to Buddy. Oh, yeah. So you need to expand those you say hello to, other than the dog who says hello to you if you want it or not. Well, you do understand dogs, but the whole call this morning is to start looking at, look out with love and holy vision and see the people who might need your smile or hello or your help, okay? Yeah, will you consider that? Yes? A few nods over there? No? You're not going to consider it? Try considering it. Yes? Emerson? Yes? Oh, the pet blessing. Yes, Reverend Jeannie will bless all rodents and reptiles. I let Jeannie bless them while I bless the furry animals, rats.
I'll bless anything in an appropriate container.
Anything in a cage. So,
I mind holding it, but I don't want it to get away.
Yes. Yes?
We used to have rats, like pets.
Right. Yes, she has blessed rats that are pets. So
we had rats as pets.
Yes, so. Well, let's come here. You can't stump Jeannie. She'll bless whatever you bring. So come on here, you guys. All right, put your hands out for prayer. Dear God, please open our hearts and our eyes to see with holy vision, with vision full of love, to look for those that need a smile or hello or help or food or money, all the people that other people think our nobodies. And we ask this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you after Sunday school.